Hey Owen.
Hi Greg, how's things? Good morning.
I'm doing great. You're in Australia, yeah? Brisbane.
That's right, yeah, in Brisbane, yeah.
What time of the day is it there?
It's just 7:19 now in the evening with us.
Oh, perfect. I should do all my interviews on a Saturday morning to Australia. They'd go down much better than the wake-up calls I'm giving people. How long have you been out there, Owen?
I've been out there now since 2009, so I met a good Kiwi woman and we ended up settling in Brisbane.
And has life changed for you? Nice place to live?
Oh, listen, it's we came over just as the economic crash sort of started to happen, and I think we sort of got in first, and it was still the lucky country back then, and we haven't looked back, so we traveled the world. Lived in various different countries in our time, between sort of 2005 to 2009, and ended up looking at countries that were sort of a middle ground, and there weren't too many countries that were overly appealing that were halfway between Ireland and New Zealand, so we thought we'd give Australia a go. And we didn't really know how it would turn out. But we haven't looked back since 2009.
Now, I've read you described as, and you are, of course, an entrepreneur, a Donegal entrepreneur. Did you exercise that entrepreneurship at home, or is this something that came to you as you started your new life abroad?
It was really by chance that we started this latest venture. We did have another business a couple of years ago that we started in retail with home and giftwares. But the minute our children came along, our daughter Olivia, it was just too time consuming. But retail was never meant to be a long term thing for us. We always wanted to make some money then to do something more more ingenious and more with a technology slant.
And this is leading us on nice to Vision One, GPS secure personal tracking and monitoring. Tell us a little bit about the product, where the idea came from.
The product was actually, so if you actually go to China, a lot of companies actually manufacture products with the outlook that somebody will pick that up and buy the idea from them and go global with it. Then they get the manufacturing rights and you know, they make their cut as the middleman. But then you brand it and you sell it. So the product actually did exist. We didn't come up with the product. It did exist as a generic product, but we took it, we redesigned it, we repackaged it, and we added some more functionality into the device. And we really took it from a sort of a second-rate device into something that actually won the Red Dot Entrepreneurs Award for innovation design.
And that's a competitive area to be operating in. To secure that level of endorsement with an award like that, what a huge lift.
Absolutely. So our category was shared by companies like LG, Samsung, Apple. So it was a very prestigious award at the time. So we were very lucky to get that particular award. So it's we've gone from a very small product to a global selling product now, so we're very lucky.
So what do people do with it? What's its function then?
So it's a GPS tracker and personal alarm. So it's essentially it's something the size of a key fob that would fit on your keys, and it has a whole raft of different functions within the device that can interact with your smartphone. So it's a text-to-set device, so you can send it commands and it'll change settings for you. But once you've got it all set up, it's pretty much, it takes off and does everything for you. So it sends SOS alerts in the event of emergency. It has a large SOS button on the front. Its primary design is for the elderly or the elderly with impairments or that are medically not sound. So our biggest market is actually Alzheimer's and dementia patients in the US.
So you can track location as well, Owen, can you?
That's right. So you press the SOS button and it sends you a text message with a link to the location within 2.5 meters.
And if someone then were to... Sorry, Owen. If someone were then to sort of... continue walking after the SOS button had been sent. Is that information updated?
It is, but you can go on to the smart apps, or there's a web application as well where you can track in real time, so it'll follow you anywhere you go. But you can also get point in time location updates, and also if the patient or the person who's wearing the device does anything. So it also has a geofence boundary alert system. So if you go outside a certain boundary, so you can put a virtual boundary around your home, for example, and if you give it to your mother or your father who's living alone, and they actually leave the property, it'll send you a text alert to tell you that person has actually reached that boundary as well.
So, and obviously, just out of interest, as it works, would it be fixed to a certain network, or you know, is it very reliant on one sort of, say, a specific Vodafone signal, for instance, or a O2 signal, or how does that side of it work?
Not at all. It's completely open. It's not locked down. It's a completely open device. It's a 3G device. It doesn't have to be 4G, because 4G is really just faster data speeds, and it uses such small amounts of data, it actually has absolutely no difference being 3G or 4G. So Vodafone, O2, Meteor 3, you can use all of those with our device.
Now, some of the functionality, hugely important in a very important area, and not taking away from that as well, but I'm sure people listening may be thinking, you know, is it incredibly expensive, or could you use it perhaps for children or even for pets or that type of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a wide range of people. Obviously, our biggest market is seniors, people buying them for their parents. But you can buy it for people living alone, children, for children who have medical conditions or who may want to take something to school, who, you know, may have diabetes, who may need to press something in an emergency, for child safety. Over here in Australia and in the States, there are a lot of cases where there are protection orders, and parents who don't have the right to see children or take children within certain days of the week, parents buy them to put them in their children's backpacks so they know where their child is at all times. Personal safety, people who work alone or work at night, we actually sell to a lot of commercial customers as well who buy them for their assembly line workers who work late at night or may work in isolated parts of a large warehouse. So we sell to anyone. We also sell for people who fly drones and for pets. But with pets, we do recommend for the larger pets, so a larger dog or quite a robust cat.
Like a wild cat, for instance. It's great. And I mean, you know, how do you, I mean, have you been able to, as you say, it's not an original project, but you've added your own layers onto it. Are you able to sort of, you know, patent enough of that it's yours? Or is it just a case of trying to be the biggest in the market? Or how does that side of it work? I presume that's an important side of the business too.
Yeah, it is. Listen, I think there's enough with this product that allows us to be the leader in the market at the moment. We haven't seen anyone who's challenging us in this space. But with the latest trends in technology, and with some of the, you know, interconnected devices that we're seeing now with connected homes and things like that, we're looking at diversifying not this product, but potentially another product, one that is ours and one that we can patent and use ourselves. But we're also taking the whole success story of what we're doing, because we sell in the States through Amazon Fulfillment, and that's really been our success story. Amazon Fulfillment allows us to not see the product and to not see the customer, and really Amazon do everything for us, and they send us the sales at the end of the day. So that's really where our business is really focusing.
Yeah, that's a nice time waiting for that info to come in at the end of the day. It must be nice when you have a great day. Listen, Owen, it's a brilliant story. One question, maybe you don't know, it's only just coming to my head. I remember someone told me that one of the last acts Bill Clinton did as president was to sort of open up the GPS satellite network. Is that true?
Yes, I believe so. I haven't really read too much of the literature on it.
That's what he gave the world. That's what he gave the world, really. You know?
Yes, true.
Listen, Owen, Are you settled there now? As you say, it's midway between your lovely wife's home country. Do you see yourself settled there now? Have your family there, or do you plan on coming home, or is that all a long way down the road and other things to contend with at the moment?
Never say never, Greg. It's really a case of we've got a young family now, so we'd see the next couple of years at least before we'd make any decisions. But you know, the economy in Ireland's starting to grow again, and things are looking up. And I was recently home at Easter there, and from this visit to the last visit, things were far more positive. So never say never.
Okay.
I've got a lot of family. I miss all my family, and hello to all my family that may be listening.
Okay, Owen, have a fantastic evening. Thank you so much for taking the call.